booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday. We are the Rooster for your morning, and hopefully we'll give you enough news to get you through the weekend. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. Happy Friday, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. So Deb is following breaking news. As you just heard, Christian and Eric are at the controls. Sid is in with sports at 5:15, and here's what's trending today. New York City's opening up July 1st, maybe. I told you. I tweeted this out. Mr. Morano, yesterday I said, just wait. In 3, 2, 1, Cuomo is going to be throwing a monkey wrench into...
You called this 100%.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with this July 1st thing. Maybe it'll be sooner. The heat is on a self-proclaimed Florida firebrand. I think you know who that is.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz. Oh, some developing news on that one. And a shocking turn of events in the Lady Gaga dog-napping scandal. Oh, this is... It's shocking, but then again, these days, it's not shocking.
Somebody that was very briefly a suspect in that
caper is
now free to do traffic for us on the sevens, and that's Joe Nolan.
Oh, good morning, you guys. We've got a pretty decent day out there. First of all, we do have a couple of problems, and it's going to be because of the weather. It's going to be very, very windy as we get through the day. And as a result, already they have an empty tandem tractor-trailer ban on all the MTA bridges. So if you're in a tractor-trailer and you're empty, you're driving a tandem truck, can't get across the Throgs Neck, Whitestone, Verrazano, rest of the TBTA bridges. Now, we also have problems at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. The South Tube is closed for road work. All the stuff as you start to get out, other than that, we're in pretty decent shape, really, to tell you the truth. Too much, too much draft last night. That was absolutely awesome. Loved it. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are going to
be. Where were you drinking that draft, Joe?
No. I was drinking that in the house and watching the game because, of course, it is a school night.
You sound a little rough there, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know why. It really wasn't... I was by myself. It was me and the dog.
Oh,
we had a little
boy.
Birthday party. And
look,
was yesterday your birthday?
Later.
No, it was the dog's birthday.
Oh, it was the dog's
right.
birthday.
Remember
right.
that?
Oh, right.
Congratulations to the dog again. Was it Fifi?
Sadie. No,
Fifi. Satan?
Sadie.
Oh, Sadie. Sadie. I thought you said Sadie.
Juliet and I are having dinner tonight. Do you want to come?
No, I wouldn't do that to Christian.
No, you can come. Well, Christian has been invited. He's just, you know.
Last minute invite.
No, you were invited the
Joe,
day
just
I saw
like
you. The day we saw you.
Monday.
Monday, exactly.
Monday.
Joe,
well, Christian
like
and Debbie and I, it sounds like, are going to go out on our own little Minions dinner next week.
Such a bunch of crybabies.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Sure. All right. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather
Joe.
Center. Thanks for nothing,
go play in
Joe.
Traffic.
From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it'll be a pretty nice day today. We're going to get up to 68 degrees. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun, but there will be some pretty gusty winds, sometimes over 40 miles an hour, so just keep an eye on that. Tomorrow, we'll have a pretty nice day, actually, 66 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Sunday looks warm, 78 degrees, and the mix of clouds and sun. Monday, we might have some showers in the evening, but currently the temperature is 64 degrees in Manhattan. I love it when I go out and get in the car and I'm not freezing. Mm. I'm not like, oh, I have to warm the car up.
Especially when you can even keep the door, the window open.
Yeah.
Get the little fresh air flowing.
Yeah, really nice.
That's up my alley. All right. Governor Phil Murphy says New Jersey could be fully reopened soon as COVID-19 case numbers continue to fall. Yesterday in Newark, Murphy said the state recorded another 2,092 new cases and hospitalizations dropped below 2,000. Perhaps most important, the transmission rate in the Garden State fell below 0.8 for the first time in 8 months.
Well, let's talk about some national stuff. Life is about to get really hot for Florida's firebrand Congressman Matt Gaetz. His so-called wingman, Joel Greenberg, allegedly admitted that both he and the GOP lawmaker paid for sex with multiple women, including a minor. The Daily Beast says it has three versions of a confession letter that Greenberg apparently wrote last year in an effort to get a presidential pardon from Donald Trump. The confessions also include revelations that the men paid the women in gas money, gifts, rent, or partial tuition, including to a, quote, individual who was not yet 18. Now, the purported letter was written after Greenberg was under federal indictment, and he apparently asked Trump ally Roger Stone to help secure that pardon. The Daily Beast also shows a series of exchanges between Greenberg and Stone over the encryption app Signal. Now, Greenberg apparently took screen grabs of the engagements that he had with Stone before they were set to disappear, but that's the whole encryption site, the point of it. The DOJ is currently investigating whether Gates paid a minor for sex and traveled over state lines, which would carry federal charges.
Well. New Jersey corrections officials will resume visitations starting tomorrow thanks to the COVID-19 case rate among staff and inmates remaining below 1%. All visits will take place outdoors when weather permits, so social distancing can be maintained. Reservations are required and will be made on a first-come, first-served basis. The total number of visitors permitted for each inmate will be 2 adults and 2 children. So if you have a friend or a family member in prison in New Jersey, you will be able to see them again.
The update in the Lady Gaga dog napping case is shocking and then again, sort of not. The LAPD has charged 5 people in connection with the crime. The singer's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, was shot in that crime. Among those busted, the woman who brought Gaga's 2 missing dogs to police after supposedly randomly finding them. Police had initially said she was not involved, but now say she had a relationship with 2 of those arrested.
What do you make of that?
I mean, it's just gross.
You know, when she turned that dog in, everybody said that she was in on it. And then sort of the professional punditocracy said, oh, no, she's not. Turns out, of course, everybody's instinct was right.
Yeah, you know, committing crimes these days, there's so much that can get you. There's so much that can get you.
It's true.
The CCTV, the DNA. I mean, oh, yeah.
We were talking about food earlier, and Food and Wine magazine has ranked pizzas in all 50 states and has proclaimed that the best pizza state in the country is?
I'm going to say Chicago.
Well, that's a city.
Oh, I mean, so you're saying
Illinois.
States. Oh, Illinois. Okay.
That was number 5.
Oh, really?
Yes.
In New York?
Number 3.
Oh, don't say Connecticut?
Number 2.
Jersey?
New Jersey is the best pizza state in the country. The magazine highlights what it calls the underrated bounty of New Jersey, from heirloom tomatoes to hazelnuts as reasons for its top ranking. It further rates the top 10 spots in New Jersey for pizza, including Bread and Salt in Jersey City and Patsy's in Patterson. Runner-up behind New Jersey in Food and Wine's rankings, as I mentioned, was Connecticut. And I said Illinois was number 5. It was actually number 4. Michigan was number 5.
Okay, I have to say, I used to go to City Bistro all the time in Hoboken, and I love their pizza. It's thin crust pizza. Fantastic.
I've had some very good pizza. It is tough to get really good pizza in South Jersey. At least that's been my experience. Mm-hmm. However, you know, the middle of the state in North Jersey, there is some good pizza. But down by the Jersey Shore, I haven't really been blown away.
Oh, Val's. Val's. I like Val's pizza.
Who's that? Asbury Park?
Is it like Shrewsbury, Red Bank area?
I'm not familiar with it.
Speaking of food, I'll have a steak and a side of bullets, said nobody ever. A chaotic scene outside a New York steakhouse, an iconic steakhouse, Peter Luger, as a matter of fact. 2 men were shot after a family argument turned violent. Can you imagine Thanksgiving on these folks? It happened just before 10 o'clock last night. Apparently, the group was dining outside. 24-year-old was immediately arrested after being ID'd by his cousin. The news comes after shootings in New York City have soared more than 70%. Crazy.
This goes to show what doctors have been saying is true, that red meat will kill you.
Thank you. Very funny.
All right. Well, with sports, 5:15, no stranger to red meat, is Sid Rosenberg, who has all the sports news that's fit to hear about.
Good morning. Also no stranger to Peter Luger. We're there, I'd say, on average once a month. You know that. That's our favorite place.
With a Luger.
What's that?
Wonder if he was shot with a Luger.
That would be funny. Shot with a Luger inside Luger. Frank and Juliet, last night was the NFL draft. Lots of football fans waiting, anticipation. No surprise, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson quarterback, went number 1 to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer's first NFL coaching job. And then came the New York Jets, 52 years since Joe Namath and the Jets even got to a Super Bowl, let alone win one. It's been a long time. Could this kid be the next Joe Namath with the number 2 pick in the draft? Here come the Jets.
Second pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Zach Wilson, Roger Goodell on the call there, NFL commissioner. The Giants were set to select 9 picks later, but they traded down, did the Giants, ended up picking number 20 and got Daniel Jones, another weapon on offense.
With the 20th pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Kadarius Toney, wide receiver, Florida.
Gator wide receiver Kadarius Toney on his way to East Rutherford and the Giants. Yankees lose again yesterday, 4-3 to Baltimore. Don't look now, but after 25 games, the Yanks and Orioles are tied for dead last inside the American League East at 11-14. Yankees start a set tonight in the Bronx against the lowly Detroit Tigers. Metsies had the night off. They're in Philadelphia for Joe Girardi's Phillies later on tonight. How about the Nets? Another big win. 42 for Kevin Durant. Scored 22 of those in the third quarter. They blew out the Indiana Pacers, 130-113. The Nets are 42-20. They're a game and a half up on Philly, 4.5 up on Milwaukee, and 8 up on the Knicks. And Nets are back at it tonight, hosting the Trailblazers on Flatbush Avenue, where there may be gunfire in Brooklyn. That's coming up later on tonight. Again, Zach Wilson goes to the Jets. Florida Gator wide receiver Kadarius Toney goes to the Giants. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Thank you very much, Sydney. It is now time for traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Hey, Joseph.
Well, we're starting out now on the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel in both directions. The South Tube is using both ways now. So, again, as you get to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, that South Tube, road work in the North Tube, so the North Tube is closed. If you're at the Verrazano Bridge upper level, again, that's the only thing that's open. So you got to go there to lower level closed for road work. They have that empty and tandem tractor trailer band up already on all the MTA bridges, Throgs Neck, Whitestone, Verrazano, and again, that because of the wind that's supposed to crank up a little later on, like around 10 o'clock. An alternate site again today is suspended. The support of service of LifeLock. Identity thieves love tax forms with your personal info needed to seal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions and all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Promo code RISK. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Coming up in Frank's Business Report, a change on how gig workers are going to be classified has sent some stocks plummeting. He'll tell you about that. And coming up in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, whether it's air, train, or boat, the one crucial thing that you must do before clicking book on your reservation.
This is the WABC Early News.
This is the WABC Early News, 64 degrees. I'm Frank Morano. The trading week is winding down after a good day on Wall Street that saw the S&P 500 close at a record high yesterday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones jumped 240 points, the S&P was up 28 points, and the NASDAQ gained 32 points. But some big news for gig workers. Shares of Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash were down sharply after Labor Secretary Marty Walsh said many gig workers should be classified as employees. Walsh said in an interview with Reuters that the Labor Department will be reaching out to companies that employ gig workers to make sure that they have access to consistent wages, sick time, and health care. Uber shares later closed down 6%. DoorDash was off 7.6%, and Lyft shares dropped nearly 10%, Juliet.
Well, a lot of folks take Lyft and Uber to the airport. And speaking of travel, Japan is reportedly planning to introduce COVID-19 vaccine passports to make reopening international travel safer and more accessible. According to Kyoto News, government sources said Wednesday that the passports would be in the form of a smartphone app that travelers can scan at airports before they board flights or whenever they enter the country, much like the Excelsior Pass here. Have you downloaded the Excelsior Pass?
No, I forgot.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Well, why do I need it now if I have the thing that
says, you can't do it for another 2 weeks. It has to be 2 weeks after your final shot. But it's basically your digital vaccine passport. So if you're going to be traveling and somebody asks you for it, it's...
All right. Well, I will download it. But where can I go with this at this point?
Well, you will be asked for it if you travel internationally to certain places. I think places in New York, like stadiums, will start to ask for it potentially. I think it just depends on the state in which you live or that you're visiting. But by the way, love it or leave it or loathe it, either way, the vaccine passport is looking a lot more like a reality. According to the latest data, more Americans are okay with a vaccine certificate. It's, you know, commonly referred to as a passport, but only by a slim margin. 51% said that they support travel outlets that require you to prove that you've been vaccinated. 52% say if you're using a home sharing website like an Airbnb or a Vrbo or one of those, it's cool to ask for proof that you've been vaccinated. People are okay with that. Right now, New York State offers, like I said, the Excelsior Pass, which is the app that you download that simply shows that you have been vaccinated. It has your name and your birth date and when your vaccination expires. And there's also a little scan thing. And then, you know, you just get it scanned and you're off on your merry way. The information is key to helping reshape travel in the post-pandemic world, is what creators say.
All right. Well, there is a lot of interesting things happening with respect to New York City. We've been telling you about Mayor de Blasio and his plan to reopen the city fully by July 1st. In his announcement yesterday, the mayor said that includes everything from restaurants to hair salons to gyms and more. The only exception would be Broadway, which he expects to be back up and running at full strength in September. So while they say this is ambitious, de Blasio was realistic, adding that he knows that this is not his decision. It's up to the state to decide on reopening.
So I wonder if he was thinking that he was going to push Cuomo into a corner so that Cuomo would look like the bad guy if he said it would be any later. I just, you know.
Something like that.
My mind works maniacally.
Yeah.
President,
so does the governor.
Yeah, well, both of them. President Biden said Thursday that he was not given a heads up about Wednesday's raid on Rudy Giuliani's home and office. Giuliani, of course, a member of the 77 WABC staff. You heard him a little bit earlier. Biden spoke with MSNBC's Craig Melvin in an interview that aired yesterday. The president said that he learned about the raid when everyone else did. He and his spokespeople have been adamant about the Biden administration not interfering with the Justice Department. Of course, critics of the previous administration accused then-President Trump of politicizing the relationship with justice. The Giuliani probe is focused on the former mayor's dealings in Ukraine, reportedly on behalf of his client, President Trump, but he says it's on something different.
Speaking of mayors, with less than 8 weeks until primary day, the race for New York City mayor is heating up. Thursday, Brooklyn Borough President, former police officer, and mayoral candidate Eric Adams laid out his plan for combating gun violence and trafficking in the city. Part of Adams' plan to get guns off the street is appointing a citywide prosecutor who would work with an interstate task force focusing solely on guns and illegal weapons coming into the state from the south. Adams' announcement comes on the heels of another violent weekend in the city that saw 50 people shot in 15 different incidents. Adams himself is a gun owner, and after an incident at a mass shooting in a church in Charlotte, he was urging people that were legal gun owners, including former cops like him, to bring their guns to church.
Are American officials being targeted with brain-altering microwaves, and if so, by whom? This is such a crazy story. It's really disturbing, actually, when you think about it. The feds are investigating at least two incidents that are eerily similar to events that took place in Cuba a few years back, targeting American federal workers there. NBC News reporting Thursday that House lawmakers and the Senate Armed Services Committee confirmed that they were briefed earlier this month on reports of incidents happening on U.S. soil in the past couple of years that bear very similar hallmarks to the Havana syndrome. Back in 2016, if you recall, U.S. and Canadian diplomats and staffers stationed down in Havana reported hearing strange sounds, feeling these really strange sensations of steady pulses in their heads and other very weird physical maladies, including changes in their hearing and vision. Doctors later found brain scans of at least 21 of these victims showed structural changes to the brain, and these physicians couldn't link those changes to any known disorder or even really identify them. Officials say the U.S.-based attacks involve a National Security Council official who was struck down with a mystery illness after the alleged energy attack. And the second incident apparently occurred in 2019 and involved a White House official who was walking her dog near her Northern Virginia home.
A Las Vegas couple says they're relieved after making a mammoth discovery in their backyard.
Yes.
Matt Perkins told KTNV they were having a pool installed earlier this week when workers found bones in a hole they dug for the project. Turns out the set likely came from a large animal and could be up to 14,000 years old. The Nevada Science Center visited the home and noted the workers were cutting through ice age layers of sediment. Perkins said he's glad they didn't belong to a human and wants to deliver the set to the center.
And also, they found out, or at least one analyst said that he believes that that area was where animals would feed on natural spring water.
Wow.
So it wouldn't be surprising that they would find bones, and they probably will find more bones in that area.
Sounds like a great spot for a pool.
Yeah. Really cool, right?
Yeah.
Traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. It is time for, I sound like Yoda. Traffic and transit on the sevens, it is time for.
It is time.
What's up, Joe?
Well, Brooklyn Battery Tunnel both ways. Only one lane open. That for road work. Staten Island bound horizontal, that lower level is shut. Same thing. 59th Street Bridge on the outbound side. All that, again, for the ongoing road maintenance. Now, if you're heading inbound on the LIE, building up a little bit now as you start to come out of Nassau County into the city. Same thing inbound on the lower BQE. Some slow traffic right around the Prospect Expressway. Transit Authority, some delays on the 2 and the 3. That because of track work. Mass Transit, everybody there pretty much on or close to schedule. An alternate side of the street parking rules suspended again today in the support of service of Exergen. Get a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters, especially when it comes to checking fever. Exergen accuracy is backed up by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. The former president is speaking out about running in 2024 and who his running mate might be. I think you'll find that interesting. Also, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, American tourists traveling internationally may not get in to see their favorite museums or eat at their dream restaurant unless they do this. And I will tell you what this is coming up. But first, let's go to Deb for her headlines.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. High wind advisory in effect. A 24-year-old with a criminal past in police custody after allegedly firing shots which struck patrons eating inside of the iconic Peter Luger Steakhouse in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Those shots randomly struck two customers. An argument inside Peter Luger spilled outside with a gunman opening fire. Both shooting victims are in stable condition at Bellevue. Ditmars Boulevard and 39th Street in Astoria, Queens. A 29-year-old man riding a Yamaha scooter killed as a vehicle crashed into an outdoor dining area last night. The vehicle's 60-year-old driver may have suffered some type of a medical episode. Several suspects under arrest under the age of 18 after a 6-year-old playing on Ash Street in Yonkers was hit by gunfire about 6 o'clock last night. The NYPD on scene.
As a parent, it's despicable. It's disgusting. It's horrible. You know, this is what we're up against right now. My heart goes out to his father and him, his family. His mother's out of the country right now.
The 6-year-old taken to the hospital in serious condition, but is expected to survive. In Buffalo yesterday, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state may allow New York City to reopen fully sooner than July 1.
I want it opened up on Monday. I want to open up New York City Tuesday. I want to open it up Wednesday. I want Buffalo fully opened on Thursday. You know, it's a statewide management system.
The July 1 date announced by New York City's Mayor de Blasio yesterday, and it is welcome news for New York City's struggling restaurants and bars.
Andrew Riggi of the city's Hospitality Alliance says the promise of full capacity is a lifeline.
This is excellent news. Our city's restaurants, bars, our workers have just been absolutely devastated over the past year.
New York City has some 25,000 establishments, of which 5,000 closed permanently during the pandemic. Tens of thousands of people could finally get their jobs back in a couple of months. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Wake and funeral details have been released for NYPD officer Anastasio Sakos. He was killed in the line of duty when he was struck by an alleged drunk driver on the LIE Tuesday. The viewing from 2 to 9 p.m. Monday at St. Paraskevi Greek Orthodox Shrine Church. Funeral services at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Fox News headlines are next.
News. I'm Carmen Roberts. Israel suffers one of its worst peacetime tragedies in history. 44 people, including children, are crushed to death overnight at a religious festival.
Thousands of Orthodox Jews were celebrating Lag BaOmer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called this a heavy disaster.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. No word what sparked the stampede, which also injured more than 150 people. President Biden took his legislative agenda on the road yesterday, holding a rally near Atlanta.
We can do what we need to do in saving the planet and yet create millions of good-paying jobs.
And the three top NFL drafts last night were all quarterbacks. Clemson's Trevor Lawrence went first to the Jacksonville Jaguars. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. It's 64 degrees in Manhattan. We're getting up to only 68 degrees and lots of wind. Very gusty wind.
We didn't get all that rain yesterday that you were indicating we would.
I was indicating it on behalf of the meteorologists at Weather. Com.
Fake news.
That is not true. I actually did get a little bit of rain.
Okay.
Was there anybody who got thunderstorms? I'm sure somebody in our area did. Well, it's not all about Staten Island or New York City.
Fair enough.
Well, New York City is Staten Island, but you know what I mean. By the way, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, it's one of the worst things you can do when you book your vacation during these uneasy and confusing pandemic travel times. I'm going to tell you what that is coming up at 5:40.
And I'm going to tell you about a Las Vegas TV anchor who's facing charges.
Got all my stories today.
Oh, well, I could skip this one.
No, you go ahead.
After being found naked and sleeping in her car, Fevin Kilfledgers, who works for KVVU, reportedly has no idea how she got there. Police found the woman behind the wheel of her car on the evening of March 20th. She must now pay a $1,000 fine and take driving lessons. The woman has been charged with reckless driving and disregard for the safety of a person or property.
So they literally find her naked behind the wheel, pulled over on some sort of side road, but it was kind of an important artery in the city. I mean, that also could indicate that something happened to
Absolutely.
Her. So, I don't know. She looks like Kim Kardashian.
She could have been drugged or something.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, former President Trump's so-called fixer is speaking out on the Rudy raid. Michael Cohen telling CNN Thursday that he has known both Rudy and Trump for years, and he has no doubt if it comes down to it, New York City's former mayor will give Trump up in a heartbeat. This, again, according to Michael Cohen. The latest move by the DOJ signals a major escalation in the Justice Department's investigation into Giuliani, who at the time was acting as Trump's personal attorney. Meantime, former President Trump, says he is 100% thinking of running in 2024. And he suggests that he could look to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his next running mate, replacing the embattled former Veep Mike Pence.
Ron, and after I endorsed him, he took off like a rocket ship. He's done a great job as governor. A lot of people like that. You know, I'm just saying what I read and what you read. They love that ticket.
Well, I guess the question is, would DeSantis want to be running mate? I mean, his name has been thrown out there for a possible run for the actual presidency, among others.
Well, the other logistical issue, if you're Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, is that one of them would have to move because they're both Florida residents and you're not allowed to have a running mate in the same state. Now, sometimes that's just a practical, like Bush and Cheney lived in the same state. So Cheney just said he moved back to Wyoming, but I don't think he spent any extra time in Wyoming. So Trump could technically move his residence back to New York. But that strikes me as an un-Trumpian thing to do.
Well, it's easy when you have multiple homes around the country,
which is
always nice. So it probably would be easier for Trump to do that than DeSantis.
Right.
Although I don't know what DeSantis's financials are.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out and get back to you.
Thank you.
A bobcat is once again roaming through the Gia National Forest after getting stuck atop a utility pole. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish teamed up with the El Paso Electric Company to rescue the cat. 42 EPE customers were left without power for less than an hour as they had to turn off electricity to the pole while they used a bucket truck to reach the bobcat perched on top. The cat was safely removed and released in the Lake Valley, New Mexico area.
Well, you were talking about the discovery of the potential horse bones or some big animal in Vegas. Hungarian researchers have found the key to doggy cuteness. They found dogs with short heads like pugs are more attentive and better at making eye contact with humans than other breeds, and that's why humans look at them as being cuter. They also discovered that breeds that were created to work alongside humans are also better than breeds who work independently.
Hmm. I think that's probably, in my anecdotal observations, probably pretty true.
Yeah.
NASA's Mars helicopter Ingenuity has failed to take off for its fourth flight on the Red Planet. In a post on Twitter, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory said the fourth flight didn't get off the ground, but the team is assessing the data and will aim to try again soon. The four-pound chopper was supposed to ascend to an altitude of 16 feet and then fly a total distance of 436 feet. Ingenuity's first flight was successfully performed on April 19th, marking the first powered flight on any planet besides Earth.
He is on this planet, but sometimes he is far out. And he is Joe Nolan with traffic on the sevens and transit, of course. Hi, Joe. Look,
hey, Julian.
Far out, man.
Hey, man. Wow. Yeah. Both ways, Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Again, only one lane open for road work. Staten Island bound for Arizona, the lower level. And now apparently that's for road work. And then northbound and disabled in the right lane. Also, 59th Street Bridge on the lower level. The outer roadway shut again that for that road work. Now, we do have some delays on the Transit Authority, the 2 and the 3 trains. That track work continues. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be suspended. So we're off to a pretty good start. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 W. ABC.
Oh, good news for fans of Disneyland. Frank will tell you all about it in his business report. But first, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today we're going to get up to about 68 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds, but gusty winds, sometimes over 40 miles an hour. So have your weave clipped in strong. I don't think it's going to do anything to my hair extensions, although they have grown out a bit, but that's a whole other story. Saturday, it's going to be pretty nice, I have to say. 66 degrees with lots of sun, maybe some clouds here and there, but winds don't seem to be too bad, maybe 10 to 20 miles an hour, so it's not going to blow your wig off. Sunday, 78 degrees. Oh, we're getting warmer and warmer. Partly to mostly cloudy, though. Again, 78 degrees with some light winds. Monday, we look at some showers, probably in the evening. And currently, the temperature in New York City is 64 degrees. And, Frank, I think it is time for you to tell us all about Disneyland.
Oh, you are in for a treat.
Is Disneyland or Disney World or both?
Well,
okay.
Let me first tell you about what happened with the stock market yesterday. The Dow Jones jumped 240 points. The S&P was up 28 points. And I'm just going to start recording myself saying this. The S&P 500 closed yet again at a new record high yesterday. The NASDAQ gained 32 points. Now, on to Disneyland. Disney fans will be quite pleased to hear that the so-called happiest place on earth is welcoming a limited number of guests back starting today. Disneyland and California Adventure are both reopening after being shuttered for over a year due to the pandemic. For now, entry is limited to California residents only, and those who managed to get a ticket earlier this month, along with limited capacity, there will also be restrictions on some attractions. Now, Disney World in Florida has already reopened, and it's been open pretty regularly for, I guess it's about 3 months now, Juliet.
Well, thank you very much. I want to start my Jet Set Juliet travel update with some breaking news from the cruising world. It looks like cruising from U.S. ports, which has been on pause since the start of the pandemic, will get the green light soon. The CDC announcing they've been working with cruise lines to speed up the process, including requiring proof that crew and passengers are vaccinated. Also, we told you earlier about Spain announcing it is going to open American travelers in June. Actually, I don't even think I mentioned that, but Spain is opening to American travelers in June. You have to either show digital proof that you've been vaccinated, like the Excelsior pass, or you have to show a very recent negative COVID test or proof that you have antibodies. This follows an announcement earlier this week that the EU would be giving the green light to vaccinated American tourists. So while it's great that Europe is opening to Americans soon, traveling internationally is going to be different. It's not going to be like it used to be. If you're thinking about booking an international trip, I have some tips to help you, basically guide you and keep you from getting stuck in a travel pickle. Number one, don't book basic economy if you can avoid it. Most airlines have hardcore rules when it comes to economy, basic economy. It's the gotcha fees that'll get you. Like, for instance, charging to check your bag, charging to carry on a bag. Also, a lot of these airlines are allowing you to make free changes, but that's not the same thing as refunding your money. It's just that if you cancel, the airline will bank that money without charging you any fees, so you can use it another time down the road. Headline, though, be aware of what you're booking ticket-wise. Read the fine print. You definitely want to be able to make changes without being dinged, at the very least. And at best, you want to get your money back if you cancel. But to have that, you're probably going to have to pay more for that type of ticket in the first place. And also remember, if you do end up canceling and you want to fly at a later date, your new ticket may be more expensive and you're going to have to fork over a little more money to cover that difference. Tip number two, this is not the time to book a whole bunch of different airlines and routes and cities. Things, as we've seen, can change quickly. Foreign officials are not thinking of the American tourists' feelings when they have to alter their travel restrictions because of COVID issues. For instance, the trip that we're taking in June, John and I, we would normally fly into London, take a train to Paris, take a quick flight to Venice, take a train down to Rome, fly back to New York City. That is crazy town in this climate. When you book a bunch of different countries and types of transport, you're asking for trouble, plain and simple. Instead, I would suggest making it easy, booking a round-trip flight on one airline from one city. If you really need to have multiple stops, just try to keep them to a minimum. Tip number three. This kind of goes hand in hand with number two. Once you do know your departure date, from about 2 weeks out, I would check every day to see if there are COVID rule changes in the countries that you are set to visit. For instance, our flight to London departs on June 17th. So pretty much every day, starting about 2 weeks out, I'm going to check on the requirement status for entry into the UK from the US. Once I'm in London, I'm going to be checking on the entry requirements for Italy every day. We cannot afford to get to the airport only to be told we don't have the proper documents or we don't qualify for entry. Again, things are changing rapidly for the better, thankfully, but it is crucial to be prepared. As I always say, do your due diligence. Tip number four, know exactly what documents you're going to need to show at airports, train stations, bus stations, boats, etc. Just do your due diligence. Number five, watch for notices from your airline, cruise, train, hotel, or Airbnb. If you've made reservations, they should have your email or phone number, and they will tell you if things have changed. Don't show up to your flight only to find out that they changed the departure time to 2 hours later, or worse, 2 hours earlier, and you missed it. Tip number six, whether it's a restaurant or a museum or a tour, please, you guys, make reservations as far in advance as possible. For instance, when London opens up to tourists, places are going to be jammed because they're probably not going to be operating at full capacity. I already made a reservation at a restaurant near our hotel, and I bought tickets to the Princess Diana wedding gown show at Kensington Palace. You don't want to show up to Paris and find out the Louvre is booked. Think about some highlights that you know you want to see or do, and just book them. You can always cancel. It's not a big deal. And tip number seven, final tip, remember you're traveling during a pandemic. Life is not going to be as it was when you visited London or Berlin or Amsterdam 2 years ago. No matter where you go, traveling can be stressful, especially the travel part. So just do your best to keep calm when faced with changes and disappointments and challenges. For me, I'm just going to remind myself that I am lucky to be alive. Millions of people, including some of my family and friends, are not ever going to travel again. And I just want to keep that in mind. And I think a lot of you can say the same thing. So, you know, while it's going to be a pain in the neck to miss a flight or this or that, it's not the end of the world. Literally not the end of the world.
All right. Well, somebody who's a little bit of a traveler himself, especially when he's on the set of his big Hollywood film and television
Famous,
career,
famous
is
man.
Our sportscaster, the one and only Sid Rosenberg. Good morning, Sid.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. Last night, round one of the 2021 NFL draft from Cleveland, Ohio. Fans all over the country gunned for this one. Trevor Lawrence, Clemson quarterback, went number one to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's Urban Meyer's first NFL coaching job. Number two came the Jets. Jets, and yes, they took the quarterback out of BYU, Zach Wilson, 52 years later, still looking for the next Joe Namath. Here was Zach Wilson last night on Coming to New York.
I'm excited to experience living somewhere else. You know, I didn't know where it was going to take me, but I'm so excited that I get to go and be in New York City. I know there's so many opportunities there and some great situations, some great fans, so I can't wait to be able to represent that city.
The Jets also traded up from number 23 to number 14, and they acquired USC offensive lineman Elijah Vera Tucker. That's a big guard. The Jets needed him, so the Jets get two picks in the first 14. The Giants were set to select number 11. They traded all the way down to number 20, got themselves a wide receiver out of Florida, Kadarius Toney. Another weapon for Daniel Jones. Here's Giant GM Dave Gettleman on the wide receiver Toney from Florida.
We're thrilled to have Kadarius Toney. Okay, he's a big kid. He's a good sized kid who can fly. You know, he's got great run. He's got good, you know, really good hands. He's got great run after catch skills. We're thrilled to have him.
A lot of help here for Daniel Jones as the Giants have acquired Kenny Galladay, John Ross, and now they've drafted Kadarius Toney. Giant fans not happy, though, with the pick. Yankees lose last night in 10 innings, 4-3 to the Baltimore Orioles. Find themselves again tied for last with Baltimore at 11-14. Yankees start a three-game set in the Bronx tonight against the lowly Detroit Tigers. Mets had the day off. They're in Philadelphia tonight. First place, Joe Girardi, Philadelphia Phillies. Brooklyn Nets win again. So good. Beat Indiana, clobbered them, 130-113. 42 for Kevin Durant, who scored 22 of those 42 in that third quarter. Nets are now 43-20. They lead the 76ers by a game and a half for the one seed in the Eastern Conference. And the Nets are back at it tonight in Barclays on Flatbush Avenue, hosting the Portland Trailblazers. But again, the big news, two picks in the top 14. The Jets get a quarterback and a big offensive guard from USC. And the Giants at number 20 take a wide receiver out of the University of Florida. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Westbound Belt, Erskine Street, disabled. One lane out. There's a stall on the Verrazano Bridge. Getting over to Staten Island on that upper level, the right lane out. Now, if you're on the lower level, or trying to get to the lower level, all lanes are closed. That, again, Staten Island bound. That for the road work. Same thing at the 59th Street Bridge. That lower outer roadway is shut. Mass Transit, just checked it. Everybody good? And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are suspended. The support of service of Napa Auto Parts, whether it's offering curbside or next-day delivery for online orders and over 160,000 parts, or getting involved in the local communities, when it comes to serving you, Napa's motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. I've got a story coming up that'll, well, if you've wanted to feel like a loser, this will do it. This will do it for you.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
WABC Early News time, 5:48. So if this next story doesn't make you feel like a loser, I don't know what will. A kid from North Carolina is about to mark two major life accomplishments in just 1 week. Mike Wimmer is his name. He'll be graduating from Concord Academy High School and the local community college during the third week of May. Congratulations. He completed 2 years of high school and 2 years of college in just 1 year. He had a 5.45 GPA at his high school. How does that even happen? Where, of course, he is valedictorian. And he had a 4.0 GPA in college. Oh, but that's not all. He is also the founder of not one, but two tech startups. And did I mention he's just 12 years old?
Whoa.
Yeah. But if you think he's just some weirdo nerd, think again, people. Mike says he's become close with several students in his high school, so much so that he was even nominated to homecoming court.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
This little dude. It's like a little Doogie Howser.
That's very impressive.
Yes, quite.
President Biden and Vice President Harris both say they don't believe the country is racist. That's the one thing they agree with Senator Tim Scott on, who gave the GOP response after the president's first speech to Congress on Wednesday. Mr. Biden told NBC News the nation has a history of racism that can't be overlooked. And Harris told ABC it's time to speak the truth about racism and its existence today.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because there's a strange scandal brewing over at Jeopardy. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah, several former contestants wrote an open letter published on the website Medium Wednesday. They are demanding an apology after a recent winner allegedly flashed a white power sign. The group says contestant Terry Donahue held his thumb and forefinger together with his other three fingers extended, palm facing inward, and then tapped his chest, a move associated with certain hate groups. Donahue denies the allegations. Have you seen this video?
I mean, it looks like an okay sign to me, but who can say? Hollywood isn't ready to make COVID vaccines mandatory, at least not yet. Major studios and unions want more time to update safety protocols for film and TV sets. They've extended a return to work agreement to June 30th since it was supposed to expire today. That means current rules will stay in place for cast and crews, such as wearing masks, social distancing, and frequent testing. The agreement also resets paid sick days.
Avelo Airlines is officially ready to book. What is this Avelo Airlines I speak of? It's actually a new airline. It is one of two startups launching this year. Right now, it's basically Western U.S. only. Their main hub is L.A.'s Burbank Airport, which is basically considered Hollywood. Other destinations include Northern California, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Utah, Colorado, and Arizona. And these are the smaller airports in sort of the smallish Western cities, like, for instance, Santa Rosa Airport in Sonoma, which is lovely wine country, and Grand Junction, Colorado, you know, cities like that. A flight from Hollywood Burbank to Mesa, Arizona is $19.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm guessing the rates won't stay like this forever, but certainly when you have a new airline, the other airlines typically lower their fares to become more competitive. So
wow.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
One story I'm not sure if Sid Rosenberg will be touching upon in his 6:15 sportscast is the fact that tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby. Essential Quality is the favorite to win tomorrow's 147th Kentucky Derby. Capacity for this year's event is being capped at about 45,000 for safety precautions. That's compared to the regular capacity at Churchill Downs of 165,000. Last year's race was delayed until September and was run without fans in attendance over coronavirus concerns.
Well, if you're traveling down there, or you're traveling internationally, wherever you're traveling, there's going to be changes. And we heard last week from the president of the EU that she is optimistic that the 27-country bloc will open to vaccinated travelers this summer. Now, we still don't know exactly when, but we are hearing slowly from leaders of some of the European Union countries themselves. Over the weekend down in Cancun, there was a big World Travel and Tourism Council summit. Now, this was probably the most important annual WTT summit in the council's history, I would imagine. The focus was really on how the global tourism world can work together to get back in business, but also how they can prepare in case there's another catastrophic event like COVID. So it's good that they're actually trying to now think proactively.
Absolutely.
About this kind of stuff. So it was a little bit inside baseball, but there was a bit of breaking news. As I mentioned in my Jets at Juliet report, Spanish officials say that Spain will be ready to open to all travelers in June. This is according to the country's Secretary of Tourism, but you must be vaccinated.
As COVID cases top 32 million, the CDC says about 35% of the nation was likely infected over the last year. That comes out to 114 million people, with 97 million showing symptoms and more than 5 million hospitalized. If that estimate is true, its figures would be almost four times higher than the official case count.
By the way, I said you must be vaccinated if you want to go to Spain. Vaccinated or show a recent COVID test or show an antibody test. And by the way, I feel like I'm talking about travel nonstop, but it's Friday, so why not?
Sure, absolutely.
As you might have heard or noticed, if you have been traveling domestically, in-flight service is ramping up, finally, among the major airlines, because they had just stopped it completely during COVID. But I have to say, United might have just topped them all. Frank, we might have to fly United when we fly over to Europe. The company overhauled its offerings. So now you can get snack boxes and prepackaged snacks and a bunch of new beverage options, including Michelob Ultra, Stella Artois, and a crafty IPA and ale. But that is not all. Jumping on board the massive love that Americans have shown for hard seltzers, United has added White Claw to its cocktail menu.
I drink White Claw occasionally.
White Claw, yes.
Are they serving drinks now, or are they just adding that down the line for when they bring back drink service?
They're serving drinks now, I believe. Right now, it's only the mango flavor, but who's complaining?
Exactly.
I think you can handle it.
Yeah.
Christian's happy about this.
Yeah. It's a good flavor.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, it's lovely. I mean, White Claw's fantastic.
Governor's Island is opening on May 1st. Mayor de Blasio said the island is a jewel of New York City, and its reopening is a positive sign of recovery. The mayor said for the first time, the island's ferries will have two stops in Brooklyn during weekend service. The ferry rides will be free for NYCHA residents, seniors, children, and anyone with an ID NYC card.
Speaking of seniors, researchers in the UK have developed a smell test, and they say if it works, it'll be able to figure out which adults are at greater risk of developing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. I feel like we're getting a lot of news on the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's
realm, right?
Scientists at Queen Mary University in London essentially created a device using aromatic oils. They say sniffing certain scents could help spot neurological conditions. And not only that, it could also potentially help track recovery of COVID patients who have lost their sense of smell, too.
A $35 billion bipartisan water infrastructure bill is on its way to the House. It won near unanimous approval in the Senate. The bill would help remove lead from drinking water and create a grant program for large and mid-sized water systems.
Speaking of water, and speaking of grants, and speaking of helping others, Biden administration announced that it's sending $100 million worth of medical supplies to India. The country, as you know, is being demolished by COVID. In fact, they saw 360,000 infections and 3,300 deaths on Wednesday alone. And I don't know if you saw this video, heartbreaking video posted online. Two Indian brothers were interviewed. Both were sitting on the same moped, their dead mother sandwiched in between them. They said they were trying to get her to the nearest pop-up crematorium. I mean, as horrible as it is to say pop-up, that's exactly what it is. Mm. Isn't that
that's the worst.
Horrifying.
5:57, let's hear from Joe Nolan with traffic and transit on the 7s.
Well, we just get a new one now. Southbound on the Bruckner coming down on 149th Street. There's an accident, one lane out of service, so that's certainly slowing us down. If you're Staten Island bound, Verrazano Bridge, lower level is still closed for maintenance. The upper level, there's a stall now. As a result of this, you're jammed on the outbound Gowanus getting onto the Verrazano. Westbound Belt Parkway, as you come into Erskine Street, two lanes are out there with a stall. You're backed up to the Van Wyck. And Mass Transit in good shape. Alternate side is suspended. This report, a service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, tax estimates, all in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Archaeologists have made an amazing find, the first pregnant mummy. Scientists did a radiological examination of this Egyptian mummy, which had actually been part of the collection at the National Museum in Warsaw, Poland, since the early 1900s. She had been discovered in the royal tombs of Thebes. Experts say she was between 20 and 30 years old when she died, and the baby was between 26 to 30 weeks, in her womb. The Journal of Archaeological Science says this is the first known case of an embalmed pregnant woman. And they actually thought the whole time that this was a man. But then they did this radiological thing and they saw a foot and a little baby's foot.
Wow.
Isn't that? Oh, God. I mean, it's kind of horrible, but it is fascinating.
Absolutely.
It's a historic find.
Big for Mother's Day coming up. Yeah, well, pregnant mommy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pregnant dead mom.
All right. Coming up next
moving
hour.
Right along.
Coming up next hour, we'll tell you what the Mega Millions jackpot now stands at. Sid Rosenberg has sports. Deborah Valentine has all the latest local news that we're following. And I've got your latest in terms of business. What stocks were up yesterday? Which stocks were not up yesterday? And a whole lot of other news related to Rudy Giuliani's raid of Rudy Giuliani's apartment and his response to it right here on this radio station. You'll hear from Deb Valentine in just a minute, but first, here's Fox News Radio with all the national stories you'll be talking about all day.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. It's Friday. The weekend is here. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Good to see you, Frank.
Likewise.
And Deb is following breaking news at the news desk. Christian and Eric are at the controls. Sid will be up with sports at 6:15. I think you guys are going to be talking about a couple things. Good news on the economy. Great news, actually, on the economy, but bad news for Florida's GOP firebrand, Matt Gaetz, and a shocking twist in the Lady Gaga dog-napping drama. Although I say shocking, and I'm really not shocked.
Right. Shocking, like
but not
air
shocked.
Quotes.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Like, shocking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Like gambling in Casablanca. All right. We're going to tell you what the Mega Millions jackpot is up to, but somebody that doesn't need that kind of money because he's paid very handsomely to tell us the traffic and transit on the sevens every 10 minutes is the inimitable Joe Nolan. What are your plans this weekend, Joe?
I think I'm going to go down and work on a boat.
Oh.
Oh, you have a boat?
Yes, I have a 42-foot main ship.
Money
What's
bags.
The name of the
money
boat?
Moneybags McGee.
It's called Trinity.
Trinity.
Don't you also have a second home?
Well, we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it.
We expect our invitations
a lot
to
both. A lot of money in traffic, Julie.
I guess so.
Well, you know, I mean, you've been doing it for 42 years, you know. I mean, but yeah, no.
Yeah, you're investing well. I get it.
It's good. No, it's good. Yeah, Miami Shores, Florida, maybe.
Sweet.
Very nice.
What about those places that they're giving away on Wheel of Fortune? Margaritaville.
North and inland a little bit. But yeah, oh, my goodness, the Margaritaville places. How much fun would that be to live in Margaritaville?
I mean... It could be a complete train wreck,
frankly.
Oh, it'd
be ridiculous.
Well, on the Bell Parkway westbound at Erskine Street, a disabled two lanes are out. Also, we've got delays as you travel westbound, southbound on the Bruckner coming down to 149th Street. Another crash, one lane out of service as you head into there. Now, good news, Verrazano, that upper level has been cleared, but still pretty big delays as you come off of the Bell Parkway, getting on up and onto the bridge itself. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be suspended. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, 68 degrees is our high today. We'll have some sunshine and some clouds, but we're also going to have some gusty winds, occasionally over 40 miles an hour. So just keep an eye out on that. Tomorrow, 67 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Should be a really nice day. Sunday, 78 degrees, and we will have clouds and sun, mixture of both. Monday, we should look for some rain showers, probably in the evening. And the temperature right now here in Manhattan is 63 degrees.
Well, there's still plenty of time to grab a ticket.
Did you need a moment?
Well, no. I wasn't sure if we were going to break or not.
Oh, so, okay.
But I'm happy that we're not. Don't get me wrong. There's still plenty of time to grab a ticket before tonight's big Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot is now up to $319 million. And that puts the cash option at more than $218 million. The odds of winning the grand prize are about 1 in 302 million.
I don't think that's a problem. I really don't.
It's unlikely to win.
Well, you know.
You're unlikely to win.
Life is about to get really hot for the state of Florida's firebrand congressman. Matt Gaetz's so-called wingman, Joel Greenberg, allegedly admitted both he and the GOP lawmaker paid for sex with multiple women, including a minor. The Daily Beast says it has three versions of a confession letter that Greenberg wrote last year in an effort to get a presidential pardon from Donald Trump. The confessions also include revelations that the men paid the women in gas money, gifts, rent, or partial tuition, including to a, quote, individual who was not yet 18. The purported letter was written after Greenberg was under federal indictment, and it asked Trump ally Roger Stone to help secure that pardon. The Daily Beast also shows a series of exchanges between Greenberg and Stone over the encryption app Signal. Greenberg apparently took screen grabs of the engagements before they were set to disappear. The DOJ is currently investigating whether Gaetz paid a minor for sex and traveled over state lines, which would carry federal penalties.
Amazon's earnings for the first quarter are smashing expectations. The retailer released its quarterly results yesterday, and they showed business booming during the pandemic, with sales jumping 44% year over year to over $108 billion. Shares in Amazon climbed 3% in extended trading after the news broke. The company also announced that this year's Prime Day will take place in June instead of July.
I have to tell you, I mean, through the pandemic, I've been using Amazon like it's going out of style.
I am a staunch Amazon critic, and I have been buying stuff from Amazon
like
crazy.
I know. Well, speaking of, the great news on the economy, it expanded 6.4% last quarter. Experts say growth is going to accelerate at its fastest rate since the mid-80s, perhaps as much as 10% in the coming months. They point to a resumed confidence in the direction in which the country's headed, also with a surge in consumer spending and falling COVID cases. Meantime, as Frank mentioned, I believe it was yesterday, jobless claims fell to a pandemic-era low of 553,000, down 13,000 from the previous week. So great news.
Not so great news out of the Middle East. The Prime Minister of Israel is calling a deadly stampede there a huge disaster. At least 44 worshippers were crushed to death at a mass religious gathering. Up to 100,000 people were reportedly on a mountain. Witnesses say it was so packed there was no place to move. That's when singing and dancing erupted into chaos after a crowd fell down a staircase and trapped others beneath them, including children.
Ugh, awful. A shocking update in the Lady Gaga dog-napping case, air quotes around shocking. LAPD has charged five people in connection with that crime. The singer's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, by the way, was shot in that dog napping. Among those busted, the woman who brought Gaga's two missing dogs to police after supposedly randomly finding them. Police had initially said she wasn't involved, but now say she had a relationship with two of those arrested.
Sid Rosenberg coming up with sports in just 3 minutes. You'll want to stay tuned for that. But the country music singer Morgan Wallen is being banned from this year's Billboard Music Awards despite receiving six nominations. Dick Clark Productions says that he won't take part in the ceremony after he was seen using a racial slur in a leaked video. The 27-year-old has apologized for what he said and promised to do better. The star is up for six awards, including Top Artist and Top Song.
New data out. It gives us a better idea of who is going to get really sick with COVID. Researchers at Oxford University in the UK found the risk of COVID and getting COVID really worse than everybody else starts rising in people with a BMI of above 23. In fact, the risks of hospitalization are 5% higher for each one unit increase in BMI. The risk of ICU admission is 10% higher for each unit increase over 23. The study looked at more than 6.9 million people living in England.
Well, the Indian Point nuclear power plant, which has been a source of energy and a source of controversy for years, is closing today. Indian Point's last reactor will power down permanently, closing a plant that's been open since 1962. The Westchester County nuclear plant has been providing power to the surrounding communities and New York City for decades, but efforts have been underway for years towards its closure. Plant owner Holtec International says it could take between 12 and 15 years to fully dismantle the facility. The work will be paid for by the decommissioning trust fund.
Well, they are also shutting down menthol. Right now in the United States, more than a third of all cigarettes sold are menthol flavored, but that is reportedly about to change. The FDA is moving to ban menthol flavored cigarettes and all flavored cigars within the next year. Are you okay with this?
Yeah,
I'm not. It's racist.
Well, I mean, that is exactly the problem that people have with this, including Al Sharpton and others, is because menthol cigarettes are the preferred flavor for black smokers. A lot of people are saying there's a racial component to this, and that's the only reason they weren't banned previously. Every other flavor of cigarette has already been banned.
Well, menthol is the last allowable flavor, and supporters say, yeah, the move is going to save lives, particularly among communities of color, low-income populations, LGBTQ, who are apparently all of those demos more likely to use these types of products. The ban is expected to be in place within a year after a legal public comment period.
6:15, a gentleman who just finished smoking some menthol cigarettes.
Never.
Has all the sports news you need to know. Here's Sid Rosenberg.
I did for about a year and a half. I used to smoke Parliaments. Parliaments.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are those menthol?
No, they're not menthol.
They don't even have like a filter on them, do they?
No, they do. It's either those or Marlboro Lights when I was like 20 and, you know, drinking, doing cocaine, sleeping, all that type of stuff. So anyway.
You're sleeping?
How about those Mets?
Sleeping around.
Let's talk about the NFL draft last night. We will start with the New York Jets. They picked number 2. Jacksonville picked number 1. They took Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer's first head coaching job in the NFL. Then the Jets, as expected, took BYU quarterback Zach Wilson, the next Joe Namath. We've heard that about 100 times in the last 52 years. But the Jets have a new head coach. His name is Robert Saleh. And he talked last night about Zach Wilson fitting into the Jets system.
You know, when you look at Zach, a lot of the principles that he played in college, you can see it. They ran a lot of our system. And so you can see him making all those throws. You can see the deep bench routes to the sideline. You can see the over the middle throws. You can see the boots.
The Jets also traded up from number 23 to number 14, took the Vikings pick and got USC offensive guard Elijah Vera Tucker to protect Zach Wilson. So two offensive players for the Jets. The Giants traded down from number 11 to number 20 to acquire more picks, and they took a wide receiver out of Florida. Florida Gator wide receiver Kadarius Toney is the newest Daniel Jones weapon. Baseball yesterday in extras. The Yankees lost to the Orioles 4-3. Yankees tied this one 3-3 in the ninth just to lose it. Yanks are now tied again for last place inside the American League East with those Baltimore Orioles at 11-14. Yankees will host the Tigers, a three-game set starting in the Bronx later on tonight. Mets had the day off yesterday. They're in Philadelphia for Joe Girardi's Philadelphia Phillies, also starting later on tonight. NBA last night, the Brooklyn Nets ran roughshod on the Indiana Pacers, clobbered them 130-113. Kevin Durant, a Brooklyn Net high 42 points. Here was Kevin after the win.
I think we did a good job of not panicking when they got cut it to 6 or 7, and we made the right plays, throughout the fourth. But we definitely want to finish games better, especially start fourth quarters better if we have 20 points.
Nets improved to 43-20. Their lead over the Sixers for the top spot inside the Eastern Conference, still a game and a half. They'll host Portland on Flatbush Avenue later on tonight. Hockey last night, the Islanders, another shutout for Varlamov, his league-leading sixth. Shut out the Rangers, who are just about dead now. 4-0 the final there, and the Devils skated past the Flyers 5-3. But again, the Jets get their man at number two. Sports at 15-45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
Thank you very much, Sydney. With traffic and transit on the 7s, here's Joe Nolan.
All right, westbound on the Belt Parkway, Juliet, coming into the Van Wyck, slow traffic through Erskine Street. There was a stall there. They've got that cleared, but still a lot of volume left over. Inbound Gowanus, BQE, we're slow. Industry City up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Cross Bronx westbound, the Bronx River Parkway. A disabled truck right in center lanes out of service. Coming down the Bruckner to 149th Street. There was an earlier accident there. They cleared that very quickly. Mass Transit, very good this morning. Everybody on or close and alternate side again today is suspended. The supportive services, Staples stores. Staples is evolving to Staples Connect, a new world of possible with innovative tools for small businesses and remote workers and learners. Explore your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thank you so much, Joe. It is time for your Ramsey Mazda weather report. 68 degrees is going to be the high today. We'll have sunshine and some clouds mixed, but we will have some really gusty winds. So keep an eye on that, especially when you're driving fast on the freeways. And tomorrow we're looking at sunshine and some clouds, high of 67, Saturday 78, and mostly a mix of sun and clouds, actually. Monday we should get some showers in the evening, 63 degrees currently in Manhattan.
The trading week is winding down after a good day on Wall Street that saw the S&P 500 close at a record high yesterday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones jumped 240 points. The S&P was up 28 points, and the Nasdaq gained 32 points. Personal income and spending for the month of March comes out this morning, and analysts expect solid gains in spending and a big jump in income. The experts forecast a 20.5% increase in Americans' income last month, along with a 4.6% rise in spending. The numbers are due out at 8:30 this morning, Juliet.
Thank you very much. And Sydney Rosenberg, a.k.a. Ferris, a.k.a. Hollywood, a.k.a. Sid, is here right now. What's happening on the show today?
Well, Jules, we got a very, very big guest today. The story here in New York and around the country, of course, has been Rudy Giuliani, our colleague, who was back on the air yesterday. Also did a very good interview with Rita Cosby last night.
I heard that, actually, and I must agree with you. That
it was good.
Quite good.
Yeah, it was. So his son, who may be running for governor, Andrew Giuliani, will join me and Bernie coming up at 7:05. He's on his way to Naples, needs to do an early interview. So 7:05, we'll talk to Andrew Giuliani, Rudy's son. Also stopping by today from Red Carpet Rendezvous is Lauren Conlon, our friend.
Yay.
A lot going on in the entertainment world, including a huge night for Dolores on Wednesday. And
I know.
She's going to cover that. Yeah, that's huge. She's all over Page Six for three consecutive days.
I love it.
And then Cindy Adams talking about the New York Post in Page Six. She's going to make her debut on the Bernie and Sid show, and it has the possibility of being a complete disaster.
Wait, why?
She's actually not. I mean, I hear that she's a very spicy lady.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Sets forth like ass during conference calls. I'm like, she's perfect for us.
I was listening to her Sunday. She sounds great.
She does.
Are you happy to have Sundays off now with this losing this Sid Sports show or no?
I mean, I didn't lose it, by the way. That seems to be what some of the listeners think. I decided not to do it anymore. But
so this was your decision?
This was my decision, yeah. I think John and Chad would love for me to be here. And they did a great job. They've got Dick Morris and Ed Randall. Yeah. But, the summer's coming up. I don't want to be stuck in a building on 3rd Avenue between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we were members of a beach club. We got stuff going on. So it's fine. If they're smart, and they are, I shouldn't say if they're smart, they are smart, then come football season, they blow everything up. Get rid of Dick, put him on later in the day, move Ed Randall, and they do a 2 or 3 hour sports extravaganza. That would be the smart thing to do because, A, people love their football. B, I'm still a sports guy in this city, beloved and revered, thank you. And C, you
and
make money.
He's quite famous,
That's right.
And you make
very
money.
Humble.
The whole idea of this, people forget, we're not here to necessarily entertain you. We're not here to get good ratings. We're here to get money, make money. And the fact is, the NFL makes money. So that is what I'm hoping transpires later on this summer. But we'll see. We'll see. It's a good question.
Thank you.
So the answer in short is, no, I don't miss it.
Yeah, I was saying, I mean, that's a lot. I know Frank loves this kind of thing, but you and I are in our, early 50s.
Yeah.
And
well,
I want to spend some time. Well, I'm still on the early cusp. But, you want to start living life. I mean, I spent so much time just work, not traveling. And I want to spend time with my husband. I want to spend time
and
seeing
me,
the world.
I've got a daughter who's 17. Mm-hmm. She has one more year. Next year at this time, we'll be moving Ava to some college, probably in London.
My gosh.
So,
that all makes sense to me. But I guess I'm confused as to why this wasn't your view a month ago when you started doing the show.
Well, I don't want to get into negotiations
on the
air.
Okay, understood.
Look at you.
Enough said. I don't want to get in trouble.
If it was worth
under investigation. Yes. We can't talk about the details of the investigation.
If it was worth my while, I'd find an extra 3 hours to see Ava during the week.
By the way, can I say something that's been driving me crazy?
Yes. I've gotten in trouble for this segment before on a Friday.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to totally distract everybody from the current path that you guys are taking. I got a message, and I had to block this guy because he pissed me off so much.
Uh-oh.
But he was very annoyed because I do the Jet Set Juliet segment, and I talk about Europe, and I talk about going out of the country and everything. Why don't I focus on the good old U.S. of A?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I do focus on the good old U.S. of A frequently. But I don't – what is the – is this offensive to people that – I'm talking about traveling outside of the country?
No.
It's very strange to me.
I am shocked that you let guys like that get
I
to
did,
you.
It didn't get to me. It was just like I don't like to defend myself, and so I just blocked him. Julia, like, I can't deal with it anymore.
If you were a fan of Donald Trump, that guy
would love me.
He wouldn't care if you talked about going to Kathmandu. It has nothing to do with France or London.
Well, it's
He's
funny.
Another one of these listeners. They hate you and me and Frank and Bernard for some reason.
Right.
And no matter what you say, it's not going to matter.
Right.
Like,
that's
I have people say, why are you sitting talking about the NBA? Well, the Nets may win the NBA championship.
And last because I checked, the NBA kneeled and it's – yeah.
Right, exactly. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm able to live my life. And,
but you want to vent. Sometimes, you want to vent.
Yes.
I mean, things don't normally get to me. I've heard a million awful things from many listeners that are probably listening right now. But it just goes in one ear and out the other because it's just you get numb to it. But sometimes you do want to say, hey, FYI, we are traveling. This is a wonderful thing.
I'll get 100 hateful tweets, right? I'll get 1,000 that love me. Don't get me wrong. But I'll get 100 hateful tweets.
Because you're Hollywood.
And then I'll answer one. And Danielle or somebody go, why do you always answer these idiots? I go, I answered one because, like Juliet is saying, sometimes I'm just not in a great mood and I crack.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And you may receive
you're
my
not rant, a robot.
Which on Twitter is one thing. If you see me in the street, trust me, that'll be another.
No, that's 100%. I mean, I'm just waiting for the day for somebody to come up to me and like do the things that they say they're going to do.
I hope
to
I'm
my
standing
face.
Next to you. I really am.
I know, because you have She's seen tough. Me wig out.
She is tough.
Now,
more important, Sid, what are you ordering at Michael's of Brooklyn tomorrow?
Well,
notes. We're going tonight.
You know what's great about Michael's? You're going tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michael, they're great people.
I'm excited.
Oh, you're going?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to. Have you ever been there before?
John and I are going with Rachel and Frank.
Okay, let me tell you, it's the best Italian restaurant in New York. You could have anything in the city. I don't care what you're talking. It's the best. Better than Rayo's. Better than all this.
John is going to order rabbit. He loves what? Rabbit. Yeah, that's
you say rabbit?
Thing. Rabbit. Yeah.
Wow. I'm a chicken parmesan guy, and they make the best spicy calamari you'll ever have. Their antipasto is delicious.
The arrabbiata sauce is
the best.
Really?
And the best part of it, before you even start to eat, you're full. Because no one does a better job than Michael. He brings out bread and olives and cheese and red peppers.
So
you haven't even eaten
already.
Yet, and you're already full.
Do you know if they have pasta carbonara?
Yes. Of course
they do.
And, yes. But that's the kind of place where, first of all, the menu is the size of the Yellow Pages. But if they don't have what you want in the menu, they'll make it for you.
That's my favorite meal.
I was there for lunch one time, and my favorite thing to get is this appetizer that has avocado and crab in it. And they didn't have it on the menu. And one of the guys that works in the kitchen gave up the avocado from his lunch that he brought with him just so they could serve this.
Yeah, I read the Yelp reviews, and they are just stunning. The place gets 5 stars just nonstop.
It's like stepping into a time warp. It's like going straight into 1955. It's really
cool. I'm really excited to go there. And I hope if anybody else is going to be going there that's listening right now, please come up and say hello.
Yes, or buy us a drink.
Yeah.
But don't expect a lot of conversation and exchange.
Yeah, because we got to focus on each other.
Exactly. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Bernie and Sid show is next, featuring Andrew Giuliani and Lauren Conley.
Bye, everybody. Here's Joe Nolan with traffic and